This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to another higher education podcast, which is a short podcast I do every Tuesday that just deals with gear and techniques and things and questions people ask me. I had a few questions I was going to answer today, but my the internet's not working, so I can't find them. So I had a question about winter camping, sort of mountaineering camping, if I had any sort of tips and things. I'd say that when you're on an expedition or in a really kind of wild kind of place, and if you're using a tent, like ideally you want to be using a hut or using a snow hall or something, but if you are using a tent, then it's really important that your tent doesn't A, get destroyed or be blown away. And there was a really great video on YouTube of a guy who went camping on Ben Nevis. It's on my Facebook somewhere, and his tent blew away, which is very, very funny. But he was very honest about, he was a complete fuckwit, basically, in a nice way. So losing your tent is a big thing, like not to lose your tent. Now a tent is like it's basically like a giant kite. It's basically designed as to be, if you wanted to build something that could get blown away, then you would build something that looked like a tent, or the inside of a tent with the door open. It just like fills with wind and like flies away. So the two points where your tent is probably going to get blown away, apart from where if it's really, really bad and you're inside it and there's a big storm, it might get blown away with you inside it, which does happen, is putting it up and taking it down. So a very good technique is first of all, like, just get rid of the stuff sack if you're camping. Ideally, if you're winter camping, because you're on snow, you want to be using like a pulk or a sledge or something. But I generally get away from this idea of like stuffing the tent into this the stuff bag, even when you're sort of mountaineering. You have like a small like bivouac tent. You're often best like folding the tent up, so it fits, you know, like a box. Like it, so, you know, you fold it into, so actually the same sort of size as the space it's going to go inside your rucksack. But so what you want to do is on the rear of the tent, on one of the guy points, you want to like attach like a long piece of cord, like something that you can easily identify, like if it's like the kind of cord you has flex in it, so it glows in the dark, like that's like ideal. It doesn't have to be like super thick, but it wants to be quite strong, so like 3 mil Dyneema or something. In fact, all the guys on a winter tent are generally, it's quite good to have like extend them out, because what you in winter you're not using tent pegs, like even like those tent, those like pegs for like snow pegs they're okay to a point, but you're generally not using like a tent peg, using like a snow stake. Like you're putting them like a dead man, you're like putting them sort of flat into the snow, like a anyway. So yeah, so having extending all the guy line, all the what do they call those things anyway on the tent, not the guy lines, anyway, the webbing on the tent that you put the tent pegs through, extending all those is quite good. Like sometimes like 4 mil bungee cord is quite good to put on those, because then you can put them around rocks. Like if you're camping on somewhere and the ground's actually very sort of mossy or very got a lot of air in it, and you're and it's frozen, there's a good chance that if there's really, really strong winds, then all your guide points will get pulled out anyway and pretend to fly away. So ideally, you want to have the tent secured to like rocks or, you know, that kind of thing. So having extending out the guide points is kind of a good idea. But anyway, one of them wants to be quite long and easy to identify, and this is going to be like your primary attachment point. And this will be the first thing you attach before you get the tent out, and it's going to be the last thing you detach before you put the tent away. And you have it like sticking out of the tent of when the tent's like packed away, so you can connect it to a ski or like bamboo is, you know, like a 1 meter length of bamboo. It doesn't have to be super thick, but that they make really good sort of snow anchors. Skis make really good snow anchors. If you're using a ski, you want to make sure that the edges of the ski are like facing the tent. Otherwise, the edges will like cut the cord, which is probably not ideal. So you have this this piece of cord sticking out, and you ideally what you want to do, like the best kind of winter tents are the tunnel tents, where you can just insert the poles, and the poles can also be like pre-inserted, you know, so like a Hilleberg kind of tent. Because with those kind of tents, you can roll them up. So once you take the poles out, you just kind of roll the tent up, and the tent's like in a big long sausage, and you can strap it into a pulk. You can actually just get some nylon and make a bag for it that, you know, like a bag that sort of fits it when it's like rolled as a sausage, not like packed up for like selling it in a shop. So you the tent is rolled up. You can do the same if you have like a Quasar or a, you know, North Face tent. So you you roll the tent up, so the tent is rolls towards the back. The reason you do it backwards is you want to have your back to the wind when you put the tent up. So when the tent rolls out, the door is facing away from the wind. Otherwise, if you do the other way around, tent will like billow up and probably fly away. So you roll it all up like a sausage, and then you have this guy line, this sort of security line sort of sticking out of the sausage. And then if you want to put it in a smaller space like a pack, then you can sort of fold it into like three or four sections, and then put into a bag or put into the pulk or whatever. So the first thing you're going to do is when you deploy your tent, ideally if you're in like a wintry sort of situation, you want to build like a wall behind the tent or have some kind of shelter. Sometimes you actually want to be in a more exposed place, because if you're in an exposed place and it snows a lot, then the wind will blow the snow away, so your tent will get buried. Like if you get into like a dip or a hollow, the snow might all just like blow into there and like bury you alive. So but usually you're not going to build a wall. You're going to build a wall after you put the tent up. So the tent's going to have to survive, you know, to begin with. So you get the tent out. You've got your sort of security line. You're going to put something in there like a ski, an ice axe. You know, you could secure like a proper. Like a stuff sack or all these kind of things. You secure it, and then once it's secured, then you have to worry about it so much. Then you're gonna put the second point in, so the tent is like anchored between those two, like the second rear point on the opposite side, and then you're gonna slowly roll it out. And if it's a tunnel tent, as you're rolling it out, then you can start inserting the pole sections into it. If it's a like a geodesic tent, you're probably gonna have to roll out most of it, and then, you know, then start putting the pole sections in. Like a little thing about pole sections is if you're doing, you know, sort of extreme winter kind of camping, if you're often best like taping up the sections. Like the ideal way to do it is you have a pole where all the sections are gaffer taped together with this one section that isn't, so you can So the tent is the tent pole is fully erect, and you can just break it at one point and fold it in half. So if you're on a, if you're using a pulk, then that's quite easy. The like a Hilleberg tent, half the pole halved will actually fit quite well on a pulk. If you have like a geodesic tent, or you don't want to, you have to carry it on a pack. If the pack's quite big, you can actually tape up like several sections. So instead of like, so you have like two sections just like into one section. So the pole is about a meter long. And again, it's worth like trying to make a bag so you can, you know, put that inside. All your bags also want to have sort of a clip-off point that's big enough so you can, so they don't blow away as well. So you can attach everything to everything else. So that means that when it's like super cold, all the bungee cord doesn't work in the tent poles. So it's very easy for the pole not to snap together. And if a pole's not like fully inserted, then it's got a really good chance of breaking. Also, it's like cold, so the metal is more fragile. So you want all your pieces to be completely solidly together. You can get some sort of low temperature bungee cord, but if it's like super low, super cold, it's not going to make much difference. So one way to make it more springy is to kind of move the pole sections backwards and forwards, like, you know, like stretch the bungee really, really quickly, and that'll generate some heat, and then the bungee cord should work a little bit better. But manually check all the pole sections before you start inserting them, and so that's why it's good having them tit together. So once you've got the pole sections in, you can erect the tent. When you're putting the tent down, always like make sure the door is closed. All the doors and zips are done up. Otherwise, the wind could get in there and blow the tent away. So you stake the tent out. And in like winter camping, it's the actual guy lines, not the guys. There's a guy, isn't it? Those things, those tabs. It's the guy lines which should generally kind of saving your tent. So for those, you want to save your best kind of anchor points, like your skis and things, and it's quite good to have them all drawing into one point, or you know, as few points as possible. The rear, because you've got the rear of the tent into the wind, you want that to have the more security, but you are going to build like a wall behind the tent. The wall doesn't have to be like a ginormous thing, but it just has to be enough to block the wind. And it's amazing a difference a wall can make around a tent. It really is. But when you're building the wall, make sure the wall is... it doesn't have to go all the way around the tent. It can just be in one place. But make sure there's a gap between that and the tent, because you have to be able to walk around the back of the tent to just walk around and get rid of snow and things. And if it's too close, then basically as the snow's going over the wall, the wind starts slowing down, the snow starts dropping down behind the tent. So you don't want it like super close to the back of the tent anyway. The tent will always get buried if it's really, really bad. You have to go out and dig it out anyway. So when you're finishing, you just do the whole thing in reverse. You like take all the first of all, clean out the tent. Like, you don't want snow inside the tent, because the snow could sort of melt. If your tent is on top of a pulk, it can actually get quite warm. So then if you've got snow inside your tent, it'll melt out. And then you'll have like, you know, dampness in your tent, which isn't good. So you just always carry a brush, like a little stiff plastic brush. Like, they don't weigh anything. I think they call them, you can actually get by ones called a tent brush, like a little yellow thing. It's kind of really handy to have. It's really handy for getting the snow off your clothes as well. So you brush all the snow out, close up the tent. Like the actual tent, when I've been doing it, I generally have like a 3 millimeter closed cell foam liner that actually goes in the base of the inside of the tent, and it's split down the middle and it has a gaffer tape sort of seam. So it means that I can actually fold the whole tent and the inner part over on itself and then start like rolling it up, and that works really well. It just makes it like the three mil, you have this 3 mil inner sort of tent floor, And then you have your other mats that go on top of there. But it just really kind of improves the overall happiness level inside the tent. So you fold it over and then just start rolling the tent up. And as you're rolling the tent up, you're taking the guy lines out, you're taking the poles out. Watch out, like poles, like all my poles, I always have a clip. I have like a little clip loop that's sort of like taped into them, because if you're on like a steep face, or it's like really easy to lose a tent pole. Like a tent pole can like slip through your hands if you've got mitts on and things. And like sticking them in the snow is probably not a good idea. Like, you know, if you're trying to pack them up or you want to do something with them, you just like stick them in the snow. But it's quite easy for them to get just get blown out and blown away, or get broken, or get snow inside them and things. So just avoid doing that. It's like if you had a rifle, like you wouldn't stick it in the snow, barrel down, if you weren't using it. It's a pretty bad idea. So you roll it all up, and then eventually you've got this like sausage, and it's clipped in at one end to a ski or something, and then you either, you know, roll that into itself, or you fold it up, or you put it into a bag. And the last really good tip for winter camping is if winter camping, you really want like an extended porch, because you want to be able to take off all your snowy clothes and everything else like in the porch of the tent, not inside the tent. And you don't want to be like taking your clothes off on the outside of the tent when it's like blowing hooly. So like the extended porch tents, like again, like the extended Hilleberg Exped tents, Hellsport, those kind of, basically all the Scandinavian sort of tents, that they're really good at making winter tents, less so like the American, you know, American sort of tents. And but you always want to dig like a pit in the porch that you can step down into, so it means that you, when you're sitting inside the porch, your arse is sitting inside the tent itself, but your feet are down in a pit, so it's much more comfortable. You don't get cramp and things, and you can sort of cook around there. You can like, and if you do get like some kind of stove disaster, like the stove that sets on fire, then you can throw it down into the pit, which is going to probably save you. So that's a little higher education. If some tips on winter camping, which is good fun, but it's all about like preparation. And not going away with boring people who are just, or people who snore and things. So if you have any more questions, or just drop me a line via social media, my website, andykirkpatrick.com, and I'll do another podcast on Thursday, Friday. Okay, bye. I'm sorry.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.